I'm just sitting here eating some avocado and crackers.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm here. I bought some sushi. I've been on a sushi kick, and I bought sushi today, and I think I'm over it. I took like 2 bites of it, and I ended up throwing it out. I think I'm done.
Oh, wow.
You know how I can eat everything the same for a while. I think the sushi had ran its course.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Glad y'all can join us. We was going to talk about what it's like living in America, but I think we should talk about Christmas gifts since it's around Christmas time. Like, mm-hmm. what good gifts that good gift ideals, you know, different gift ideals. Mm. Or gifts that you, well, I don't know if you want to say gifts that you bought. Maybe good gifts you wanted to buy.
Well, good gifts, all in all, is I really think is the cards. The gift cards from different stores and different places. Because some people you give gifts to, they leave their stuff laying around, they don't want it, and they don't use it. Or they'll gift it to someone else. But a card, especially to somewhere they like to eat, they're going to use it.
I think a good card would be a grocery store card, since everybody's having money problems for us, food and stuff like that. So a gift card to grocery. I usually just give a money gift card, so that way they can use it any way they want. I don't usually give it to a specific store or a place unless they tell me that's what they want. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you never can go wrong with just cash.
No, you can't. You can't. But, yeah, I like the gift card idea because I get a couple of them for my daughters, because that's basically who I get gifts for.
Oh, okay. And I usually do Tatiana, and then I got a friend in Mississippi. I give her. Then I got 2 grandkids I do for. And that's about the end of my gift giving.
This year I did buy 2 toys for Toys for Tots, and that's an organization that helps children who does underprivileged children or children that needs toys or don't have much, or the parents. So I give those Toys to Tots, and I'm in this wine fairy group, and they're donating to families in need. So I took over a little 7-year-old.
But they're giving them wine?
No, they're giving them no, not the parents. They're not giving them wine. They're giving, you know, gifts for the children.
Oh, okay.
So
I couldn't resist that one.
Well, that, we're not parents. I don't know. Mm. But we're doing for the children, gifting them things. And I have a little 7-year-old, which I'm glad I remember now, because I got to go get his stuff, because they're supposed to pick it up. I forget what day.
Come on, Santa, you got to deliver right.
Well, and and my friend, she has a little girl, and I bought her little girl something, and her older son a gift card. Because he loved Dunkin' Donuts. So I got him a Dunkin' Donut card. And if people don't know what Dunkin' Donuts are, it's a coffee place.
And donut shop.
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. I guess you
I don't think I have a favorite place to eat. Do you have a favorite restaurant? I don't.
No.
I think because in our area, we have processed foods. We don't have like restaurants where they cook real food. If they do, maybe they're hidden and I'm not aware of them. But we have like chains, like Cheap Chili's, Red Lobster, what's it called? Olive Garden. Like where they heat and warm up food. They're not actually cooking. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a favorite restaurant like, oh, I got to have it there. I don't. I really don't. Now, one of my daughters, she eat out so much when she walk into the store, they know exactly what she want. I'm like, no, I don't have that relationship with nobody. I'll tell you, I just end up getting like I bought a rotisserie chicken, and then I bought those fajita steak strips. And I just got a plate of the steak, a couple of strips of the steak, and then cut up pieces of the breast meat with some ranch dressing and hot sauce. But, you know, I'm not, after that sushi, I don't think I even want to eat this right now.
Well, do you wrap it up with a tortilla or you just eat it?
No, I never do. I just eat it plain. Usually I eat it with my eggs, just on a side dish, just have it on the side and just eat it. Or whenever I walk in the kitchen, you just want something, I'll go in the bag and just take a couple pieces because it's already cooked and it's very convenient because you just walk in there, grab a couple pieces and go on about your way. Mm. So when I want something, I just, that's what I usually grab.
Mm-mm. But restaurants, no, I used to like the Chinese restaurant. You know, you go in there, and I used to order from there a lot, but no, I don't do that anymore. I don't eat that food anymore. Panera Bread, I like Panera Bread, but like you said, nothing is like, no one's in there cooking. It's like in heat bags. Like, I think,
yeah, that's what I mean. They just heating stuff up, they're not cooking. We had Panda Express. I've never been there because I don't know what to order. Like, I have restaurants that I don't know what to order. Like, I can't order from Taco Bell. It's too many choices. I said, okay, I want a granito. What is it called? Anyway, it's like a taco. Mm-hmm. And she said, galupa. Galupa. I said, I want a galupa. She says, okay, what kind? I'm like, what kind? I'll take regular. There's no regular. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. There's too many choices. I don't know how to order from them. That's why I don't go to Starbucks. I don't know. Benti, two sip. I can't even speak the language. I don't go to Starbucks because I can't speak the language. I don't go to Taco Bell because I can't speak the language. And I don't go to Panda Express because I don't know what you got.
Maybe you have to search before you go. Like,
and it's sad that you have to do that.
Cause
one
you...
grande, Mokalani, two shots, blondie. No, coffee, please, medium. Two sugars and cream. Help me. Two pumps, fat, sugar. I can't either. It's too much. I hear people. I love Starbucks. I'm like, okay, what did you order? I don't want that. And I remember one time I went there. It was a buy one get one free. Lady, I just struggled making the first drink. You want me to do another one and it's free? I'm like, no. I said, I don't go there. And like Sonic, I've never been to Sonic. And I'm like, it's just certain places I just never tried.
We used to go to Sonic a lot.
What did you order from there?
A sandwich. A little sandwich and tater tots.
I don't even know what they got. I just went to Fridays.
But that was a long time ago when they, you know, when the girls were younger. Now, you know, I don't have the girls, but the only reason I know about Starbucks is my daughter loves it there. So I would ride with her and she would place her order and I would look at the menu and I'd be like, what's that? You know, until I'm like.
So you had a Starbucks drink?
No, I don't. I mean, when I go with her and she have like free bucks or something on her little card or whatever, I'll get something easy.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't speak the language.
You know, as long as it don't have caffeine in it, that's the only thing. That's why I stopped. I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
You did. You always loved Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. I remember that.
But that caffeine, I can't drink it. So even a little sip with green tea, I tried, but I still feel it.
I thought it was no caffeine in green tea.
Mm-mm. Green tea, they got caffeine in it.
But they don't have decaffeinated drinks there?
I guess they have decaf. I don't even try to get myself messed up.
Oh, okay. So you don't even bother with it.
I have to wait to get myself where I'm, you know.
One thing I have to say about you, you're very in tune with your body. You know, when something's off, you'll say, you could pinpoint it down to the T what happened. And I said, she is very, and I'd be like, I don't know why it happened. I don't know why this, like some cherries swelling me all up. Oh my God. I was so swollen this summer. I mean, and the cellulitis lasted practically all summer.
Yeah, it sure did.
Oh my God. I was swelling up so bad and itching and I said, what the heck? Yeah. And I was tanning them cherries up. I didn't care how much they cost. Oh, but I paid the price.
Like yesterday, I went to the Mexican store. Mm-hmm. And I went inside because I know they have herbs. So I went back there. But and they have bread and they have an open area with herbs and everything together. And I think with everything open, all them herbs all like I was inhaling it through my little mask. And then when I left them, I said, why is my lip like, you know, because I swelling up with like an allergy or something. I said, maybe something in there, you know.
Right.
But I was in there buying up stuff. I said, let me get up out of here. What's this? You know, they have bay leaves and they had herbs for flu. I was like, what's this? I said, I'll look up later. I grab that, they have a little area for that. I was like, oh, okay. Went, paid for my stuff. And then I went over to where they was cooking at to get a menu, but they didn't have like takeout menus. So I took a picture of their menu. But on their board, it was all in Spanish. And I was like, oh, I can't, I don't understand it. Let me take a picture. So I took a picture of that. I'm going to send it to my friend.
Oh, okay. So she could translate it for you.
Yes. But I'm, because I said I'm going to order something from there. Because my daughter likes Mexican food. So I'll order something for her.
Oh, okay. And did you
take a little bit?
Did you see the crafts I did yesterday?
No. Did you send me a picture?
I thought I posted, you know what? I posted it on TikTok and then I deleted it. I seen this girl, she made these, they call it 3D, excuse me, snowflakes. Mm-hmm. And you make them out of paper bags. And
I saw you showing that. And I was like, oh, that looks neat.
Yeah, I made some yesterday. And I put twinkle lights in between it and ribbon. Maybe I'll post it on our Instagram, the picture. They turned out so good. And it was so fun. It took like 5 minutes to make a collage of them. So I'm going to decorate Todd's room. It's a good wall filler. And I just thought they were so pretty.
Yeah, they look really nice. I said, oh, that looks nice as I scrolled on by.
Yeah, I did TikTok live and I did it while I was making crafts because I didn't know what to do.
Oh, you went live?
Yeah, I went live.
You didn't tell me. You didn't even say, come look at me, because I'm not on it like that. I try to tell people who do stuff on Facebook, you have to tell me prior because I won't know because I don't. You know,
it was a spare of the moment thing. I guess I'll tell you next time. I don't have nothing planned. It's nerve wracking going live. And really, honestly, I don't even see no benefits of being live because it's not like I gained more followers and not like my videos got more views. So I don't even think I'll be going live too much. But I just wanted to have the option to be able to go live. Like Tot's stepmom, she goes live every day.
So when you went live, did you make your snowflakes then?
Yeah, I was making my snowflakes because I didn't know what else to do. I said, you know what? I'll just make my snowflakes. And I went live another time, but it's like 5 o'clock in the morning when I was getting ready for work. And people were actually up. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I watched this one lady. She go live and I listened to her. She was on there about an hour and I was listening to her. And then this other man, he go live in his tent outside.
Oh, wow. I go to these grow parties and I just found those and I found them so addictive where you just go there and you follow everybody and they follow you. And I went from 200 followers to 1,000 followers. That's how I got to go live in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
So I was like, okay.
How many people can you follow? Because I follow people.
I guess a lot. I go back and I unfollow a lot of them.
But I need to put some content on all my stuff.
Yeah, because one lady, she has a hamster and all she does is show her hamster crawling on her. I didn't follow her. I don't want to see that. Some of these people contact. I'm like, look, I don't want to see that. One girl just doing her booty popping. I said, I don't want to see that. I just unfollowed her.
Yeah, you got to find stuff that you want to look at. I follow people that's funny. I follow a lot of stuff.
I follow a lot of DIYs and cooking.
I follow everything. TikTok don't even know what to show me. They keep throwing all kinds of stuff at me because they don't know what to do with me. They like, this girl follows all kinds of stuff. We can't pinpoint. She got food. She got crafts. She got this. She got that.
That's why I like TikTok. It's so different from Instagram. Instagram is like, I don't know. It's getting kind of slow after going to TikTok and then going to Instagram. It's not the same.
Oh, no. Yeah, and Facebook is not the same.
Facebook, only thing I like about Facebook is the memories and the events. I go on there every day to see what memory came up. I post every now and then, but I don't read a lot of people's stuff. They say, oh, did you see what I post? I said, wait, on Facebook? No, I ain't see it because I ain't scrolling down on Facebook. If that wasn't for my family be on there, I would delete it.
Yeah, I'm in all kinds of different groups that I go on and look.
Which is the way, a way to print out your albums, because I got a lot of pictures and albums. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I was putting pictures on there to get them off my phone and then delete them off my phone. But I wish I could just...
You can. Just take your phone to the... Or do it on your... Put your pictures back on your computer and then take, you know, get one of those sticks. UB sticks.
I got one of them.
Put all your pictures in there or buy the... there's something called a Neat or somewhere where you can buy and you can print off your own pictures. Like off a line. So you can print all your pictures out that you want.
I have these little sticks you stick in your phone and they transfer all your pictures on there. But sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. I got so many pictures, like all my hooping videos, I put them on a stick. But the sticks are like $30. And
wow.
Yeah. That's so anybody want to get me a nice gift, I'll take one of those sticks for your iPhone. But they're always good. I think the best gift I've gotten, and I got it myself, was this phone charger I got. It's like the best thing ever, is have a phone charger. I use it every day.
Why? What's up with the phone charger?
Because when I'm away from the house, I use my phone so much, it always going dead. And this charger will let me charge my phone twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. It's really, I think it was almost $70 for that thing.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Mm-mm-mm. What a wonderful gift that would be.
My next super gift that I want is a Cricut machine. I really want a Cricut machine. So I might get it in January. And I want another LED hula hoop, because the one I got, I should have got a bigger size, and it's kind of small. So it's not kind of small, but it's a 34-inch, and I should have got a 36-inch. So I need a bigger size.
What do you need a bigger size for?
Because the 36, I can hoop just standing still. With a 34, I have to keep taking it off body, then putting it back on body, because it's kind of small.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you gain some weight, you're using up more of that inner circle. So you have to adjust your size. If you gain weight, you got to get a bigger hoop. If you lose weight, then you get a small hoop. And that's something you don't think about. And I said, yeah, a lot of my hoops are 34 inch. I said, yeah, when I was like really skinny, I said, now to pick this away, I better go get some 36 inches. So
don't you make your own hoop?
Not the PolyPro ones, the color ones. Mm-hmm. I could make them, but I'd rather not. It's too much of a headache. I'd just rather somebody make it for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Some people out there that make hoops.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy somebody, give somebody a hoop. Your 34 inch hoops.
I probably won't do that, though, because they're not in the condition to be given away. They all scratched up and stuff, so I wouldn't give them away. And like all my other hoops I was using for classes, like all those hoops need to be detaped, sanded, and then retaped. And where I used to get my tape from, they don't sell it no more, so now I got to order it online. But I need to do it, because all my hoops have been really loved.
You don't use masking tape?
No, I use no. That would come off so easy. It's a certain. No, I use duct tape sometimes. You can use duct tape. I use some duct tape. A lot of times I use duct tape. But if you want a grip on it, a little grip, you use gaffer's tape or something like that that has a grip to it. But yes, they have a lot of, they call it hula hoop tape. I don't know what kind of tape it actually is. But I usually order that. So I need to order me some, maybe one roll at a time or something. But I never know, like, the yardage. I never know how much to get to be able to hoop, like, tape, like, 5 or 6 hoops. Because usually when I've been ordering, I only can tape maybe 2 hoops, something like that. So, but taping hoop, it was a learned skill. Because the first time I taped a hoop, I was like, who would do this? I would just buy it already taped, because I had the hardest time getting the tape not to twist and everything. And finally, I got the hang of it. But taping hoops is not my favorite thing to do.
Oh, okay.
It's fun making a hoop, like actually making the hoops and putting them together to make into a circle. Like, I like doing that, but I don't like, I stack them all up and be like, oh God, I got to tape all these. And it's not fun. But
you did it, fun or not.
Because I should be making hoops now to be selling, but I'm so lazy. I don't want to do it. That's why I'm with my crafts. I find something I like, then I'm like, you know what? That's just not fun no more. I'll put it away. Then I come back to it.
That's nice. Yeah, my crafts, mine was my lotion. Now that I'm done school, whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, the semester is over.
You were a trooper. Every time you said, oh, I got class, I said, here I am, got that one class, and I can't even get through it. Here, this girl done did a whole semester. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, Oh, thank you. I'm really proud of you. And then you remember you told me about John Hopkins.
Yeah, did you look that up?
I done finished my first module.
What?
COVID,
oh my God, dude, I feel like a slacker. Thanks, Z. That makes me feel good. I hadn't even started it.
It was because I went, like, as soon as I lay in my bed, it's a wrap. It's just no, there's no watching TV. It's nothing. I went to sleep and then I woke up and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? So I looked at the text you sent me and I was like, oh, let me look this up. And I found it and I was press. I put in for it, came to me, you know, and I was like, well, let me do one little, you know, video since I'm up. One video turned to two. I only had one left to do this morning because I fell asleep.
Is it tests you have to take?
Yes. After every one you listen to, there's like one or three questions.
Oh my God. See, I can't.
It's so easy.
Really? Know, easy. Maybe I'll look at that. There's another one I'm going to send you too, because I didn't do, it's another one that I could send to you.
Okay. So if you get it wrong, you can do it again. And then you can do it again.
That's how this other class is. But,
And it's on COVID, and everyone knows about COVID.
And you can put that on your resume, because that's what that was. I should send you the email that I got from the lady, and it's COVID training. So you go apply for a job, you'd be like, yeah, I've been trained. I took this course, and that's what that helps you get jobs, a COVID job if you want one, like to be a COVID tracer. I'm not trying to be in contact with COVID.
With the COVID tracer, I think you do it from home, right? Because why would you not?
Yeah, you do. You do it from home.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was listening to the news and they were saying that people weren't, answering for the tracers, but that's another story, another time. All I know is I'm taking the little modules as I go.
And if anybody want any information on what we're talking about on the COVID training, contact us. You can email us at Talking with Bon and Z, or contact us on Instagram, Talking with Bon and Z inboxes, and I'll give you the information. It's no problem. And it's a free course.
Yep.
But it's good to have so on your resume. I have training, and that's what it's for, to have on your resume.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah. And look at you zipping through it, making me look like a loser.
Oh no. You have other stuff to do. I'm like,
I'm getting so lazy. I was like, I was working out. I ain't worked out in 2 weeks. But what? I think I know.
Talking about working out, here I'm interrupting. You know that the thing that you have, like the arm thing and the body thing?
Yeah.
I saw it on Amazon.
That's where I got it from. It's cheap.
Yes. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just looked over here and they want $40.
I think mine's are cheaper than that.
Not at Amazon. It was like on someone else's before. Amazon is $23.
Yeah, that's how much I paid for mine.
So I have it in my...
In your cart?
Yeah, my cart. And I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, and if it don't fit, I mean, it'll probably fit because it's Velcro. And like, I could have really gotten a smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if it don't fit, you can just take it to Kohl's and they'll send it right back for you. That's why I like Kohl's, because you just take it, they send it right back. It's no nonsense. They'd give you your money back right away. So,
Kohl's?
Yeah, Kohl's got a department where you can return your Amazon stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. What?
Yeah, the one in Vineland do. I don't know about any other Kohl's.
Oh, my goodness. That's information needed.
Oh, okay. And it's very easy. Like, well, I got a waist trainer. It was too small. I wrapped it back in the package. I contacted the seller and said it was too small. No problem. They said, take it to Kohl's. I took it to Kohl's. They sent it back for me. It cost you nothing. And I got a 40% coupon for doing it.
Oh, wow.
And I went right there and got some sneakers.
You know what? And talking about Kohl's, my daughter was trying to get that PlayStation 5 from Kohl's. So she went in there. They said she had it. She had, sent the money in and everything. They email her back and said, sorry, you didn't get it. But they sent her $180 in Kohl's bucks.
Oh my God, that's free money.
Yes. So she Kohl's on the phone talking about this free money. I said, I like a hat. And she started talking, my fiance need a hat. I got to get him a hat. I'm like, no, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
I said, I know she got me a hat. because if she don't get me a hat, I'm going to be like, you had $180 of Kohl's, but it had a nerve when her items came in. Show me on Facebook.
Oh, no, she didn't.
But for her to order and they didn't have her order, she got, she's like,
Kohl's is very good with stuff like that. They're very good.
I did not know. I better go over to Kohl's and make me some Kohl's bucks.
Yeah, I got in Kohl's bucks because I watched those couponers on YouTube and they was telling you, they tell you all kind of discount. Like Reebok's had a real good sale last year. I got top 3 pairs of sneakers and 3 jogging outfits, and I might have paid $75 for all of that.
Wow.
3 pairs of sneakers. The sneakers were like $50 a piece, but they were on sale. And I was like, then she gonna tell me, oh, I don't like Reeboks. I bet she wearing them now. Cause I bet you won't. I bet you be walking around barefoot if you don't. Oh, shoot, ain't nobody got no Nike's money. I got a deal too. I got you. I hooked her up. She had outfits to match her sneakers, and sometimes kids can be so ungrateful. No. But yeah. But yeah. Kohl's is the place to shop, and they got everything for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to Kohl's, see what bucks, but not this. Maybe when I work start back up, because now, you know, with schools and stuff being closed, job, and then I don't, you know, was in the nursing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like the way you say that. Like you gave nursing up now. You and nursing got a love-hate relationship. We're together today. We broke up. We're together again. We broke up. Oh, you're too funny.
I still have my license and I still try to do my CEUs.
You know what? I ain't doing my CEUs.
I do mine faithfully.
I do. This year's the first year I didn't do it. Yeah, I got it in the envelope all ready to go. I just got to put the check in it. Matter of fact, I need to look for that today. I need to send that off because I don't want no problems later.
Yeah, definitely. And I do CEUs over the course. I do like a couple free ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is to get my free coupon, like my free certificate, I'm like, well, what? I done forgot where I was supposed to go, and I said I need to write this stuff now because I've been forgetting where I do that little CEU at.
Yeah, I gotta write everything down. Put it, my phone is full of notes. That's why I'd be lost without my phone. All my information that I need to remember, I write in there.
And talking about my license, let me see when is it up, because you know. You know what I need to do? Change the address. I forgot.
Oh yeah, you got to do that.
I got to send it to in my old address.
So I got to find out about my Delaware license. I don't know when. I don't know. I need to go over there and work for.
You
like
got a Delaware license?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah. So when we got off work, I went right over to Delaware and started doing my license and got my license together.
Well, I think you can do it. Tri County now.
That's what I want, a compact state license. But I thought Delaware was a compact state, but they tell me my license is not a compact license. I'm like, why not? So I wonder what I have to do to find it. But I want a compact state license.
Yeah, I forget because my friend had one. I think it reaches all the way down. I forget what states are all involved. I have to see.
It's quite a few.
Because I wonder if Virginia is part of it.
I think Virginia is a compact state.
Because maybe I can start getting that compact. Even though nursing is not my port, you know.
But it's always good to have it in your back pocket. Always.
Always good to like, hey, I need a case, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I love nursing. Because you can always find work, whether it's private duty, whether it's in a field facility, which I hope I never have to go back to. And yeah. Well, my company makes it so easy for me to work. That's why I'm kind of spoiled. Don't really want to go anywhere else, but I need to just find something. But I'm just comfortable.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for my, I don't know what I'm waiting for. What am I waiting for?
I don't know. What are you waiting for, Z?
I don't know. But I'm glad we talked about it because I know I need to mail this in for a change of address.
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah, I got to check my dog to the groomer this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I better get out of here.
Oh, you got to take him to go get taken care of.
Yeah, he's got to get groomed. I try to do it early because I don't want them to get mad at. And my groomer fill up so quick, I got to do it like 2 months in advance. So when I take one down, I keep them really short, and all year round, try to keep them really short because I don't want to be taking them to groomers every month. They don't like to be separated, and they cry when the other one's not with them. So they've been joined to the hip since they were puppies. Mm-hmm. So one's out the house and the other one's home. The other one's crying the whole time. So usually when I take them to the groomers, I take both of them with me and then drop the other one off and bring the other one back. And then she comes in the room with me because she'll have a fit if she's not.
Mm-mm-mm. Are you going to get them colored pink like before?
No, I said I'm not going to do that no more. That stuff was coming up on my carpet and stuff. And then I just felt bad for her. She still got the color in and she's done been groomed twice. It really stained her hair. So I'm not going to get her color no more. I'll just leave her ears and her tail long. Oh, I'm supposed to go to the dollar store and get these plaid scarves so we can take our Christmas pictures. I'm just going to get them outfits, but I ain't paying $6-$7 for no outfit they're not even going to wear. So I don't put sweaters and stuff on them. I don't dress them up like that.
Mm-hmm.
They like them. Once you start putting sweaters on the dog, they always want them. They used to cry when you take them off of them, which is weird, but they would. I used to keep them in the closet, my other little dog. Every time you go to that closet, she'll come running because she want to put her sweater on.
Oh,
I'm like, it's so weird. Why you want to put a sweater on?
That maybe that tight feeling they like. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to. You're going to the groomers, and I'm going to the. What is that place called? The Gloucester County Outlets, where all the clothes stores and stuff. When my daughter get home.
Oh, okay. I've only been there one time.
And they got Dave and Buster's over there, and it's open.
Do they really? Thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be a place to take Tatiana when she's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Right on it open. I saw all good. The cars in there. Because
I'm
going
to have to go to Philly.
Mm-mm. Right here, down the street.
Dave and Buster's. That's that arcade place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. This episode has been full of little information. Yep. Wow, I didn't even know. Okay, thanks.
Because I was like, cool, I'm going over there because, you know, they have they in Philly, I know they have the food area.
Uh-huh.
And then you go play.
You going to go check it out?
No, I ain't going in there with all them germs. Okay. I have to get to New York. I'm not going nowhere.
Oh, you still going to New York?
Oh, yeah, for Christmas. Unless they shut everything down. But no, I'm going to see my daughter. She, you know, she's like... She know I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, plus I'm not spending my money at no Dave and Buster's right now because I'm on no work. So that's because I'm on a strict.
No, I just thought you was going to look and see what it looked like. I didn't think you was going to play.
No, I ain't going in there.
Oh, okay.
Unless my daughter drive over there, then I have no other choice but to get out and go look.
Well, if you do, let me know what it looked like.
Okay, I will. Not like you going on live and not telling nobody, but that's okay. Yeah, I bet
you. good one. Okay.
I'm going to go out. Well, now my daughter will be home soon, but I'm going to go to the park to take some pictures to put on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We could feel like we just can't get that together. We need to, though.
Yeah. Well, we got to go and get together to take pictures. I tried to tell you I was free all day, but you was out in the street somewhere.
I know. That's what happens. You know, I'll be running the street and stuff.
Oh, and you know, before we hang out, my daughter, she went to her school. They gave her, like, they had, like, a party for the teachers and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
She got a bottle of wine, but it was encrusted in chocolate.
Really?
Yes. Like, you can eat the chocolate off the wine bottle.
Oh, that's different.
And I was like, who cleans the bottle?
I hope they cleaned them. I was thinking that when you said that.
But chocolate. It's chocolate wine.
Oh, I bet that's yummy.
Well, we won't see until she busts it open.
Oh, well, she need to bust that open. He'd encourage that.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to let you go and you enjoy your day.
Okay, you enjoy your outing and we'll be talking to you guys soon.
Yes, thanks for listening to Talking with Von and Z.
Thank you. Bye.